Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening.
We're going to enter now into our Go Time, which stands for Global Outreach, where we talk about what's happening in our neighborhoods in Northern Virginia and the nations. Before we talk about what we're doing for our Go Time, I wanted to highlight something that we're going to be doing as a church just next week. We're going to be entering into our time of prayer and fasting. And the reason that we do this is not to go on this hunger strike so that we can lose a whole bunch of weight. It's actually so that we can grow closer to Jesus together to see what he wants us from us in 2025. And we do it corporately so that we can see what we can do as a church together. So that's going to be next week, starting on the 27th. We would invite you all to join us. We're going to be doing something called a Daniel fast. So you guys, we'll send all that information out soon, but wanted to put that on your radar so that you guys can start preparing your hearts for that. But today, we're going to be talking about something that's a little difficult to talk about in church, that's not often highlighted, and it's sad, really, that we don't talk about it enough. But this week or this month is Human Trafficking Awareness Month, and we're highlighting that as a way to create awareness for what's happening not just here or not just all over the world, but right in our backyards. It's crazy, and I'm going to read some statistics as to just how prolific this problem is. But I'm going to invite some people that do have a say in the matter and are able to shed some light for this this hard topic. So I'm going to invite Jake and Rachel Dellinger up to talk about this. But as I do, I'm going to read some statistics for you guys. There are an estimated 50 million people held in slavery today. An estimated 90% of labor trafficking takes place in the private economy, homes, businesses, and supply chains. So that means right here in Northern Virginia. Human trafficking generates about $150 billion a year, with two-thirds coming from commercial sexual exploitation. Violence against women and children is a huge issue in this matter, where nearly one in five girls are sexually assaulted and abused at least once in their lifetime. That's a big number, guys, and I don't want to just brush past that. Nearly 736 million women have experienced physical and/or sexual violence at least once in their lifetime, and worldwide, up to 50% of sexual assaults are committed against girls under the age of 16 years old. And so, guys, as we get ready to talk with you guys about this, man, that's some heavy stuff. Just imagine one in five people in this room being affected by this. And oftentimes we think that it's not affecting us because we can't see it, right? But that's not the case. And it actually happens much more in Northern Virginia than you guys would imagine. And so I'm going to ask some questions to you guys, because you guys have some experience. Before I get into that, can you tell us what your background is in the human trafficking awareness world, and why awareness is so important?
Sure. I'm Jake. This is Rachel. We met at college at the University of Mary Washington, and around that time we started learning more about anti-human trafficking efforts, attending events and learning more to build our knowledge base. After we got married, we both started working at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, where I still work in the analytical services division, and Rachel worked in the exploited child division at the cyber tip line for 5 years. So Rachel also has a degree, a master's degree in forensic and legal psychology, and I have a bachelor's degree in English with a concentration in creative writing. Don't mean to brag, but.
Just proves anybody can fight this fight. Your second question, why awareness is important. I wrote a little script to make sure I didn't stray too much because I can get pretty passionate about this. Like you were saying, it's easy to assume that human trafficking is just something that occurs in other countries, or it's just like what you see on TV or movies. And like you said, just for sensitive ears, this is really intense to talk about, and we're here to kind of just shed light on the fact that it's happening here in our zip code. There's a lot of different types of human trafficking. I'm just going to cover a couple just to spread awareness. So there's the typical, I guess what you pictured, the pimp-controlled trafficking. There's trafficking associated with gang violence, which there's a huge gang prevalence in Northern Virginia, so that's extremely specific to our area. There's labor trafficking, so in the fields in Florida, women who are 9 months pregnant being forced to work sun up to sundown. Child sex trafficking, I worked a case right up the 95 corridor here on the East Coast, a giant ring of offenders using Snapchat to communicate with their buyers, and they were transporting children in trucks up and down 95. Familial trafficking, a case that comes to mind of a small town in South Dakota. A father was perpetrating against his 3 and 6 year old daughters, and right before he got caught, I will happily share that he is serving 2 life sentences right now, but he started to sell them for drugs and money. Buyer-controlled trafficking. This is something we see oftentimes with like runaway minors, where there isn't necessarily a big exploitation ring, but there's an offender who specifically exploits a person's vulnerabilities, so their need for shelter, food, water, and they do it in exchange for sexual or work-related favors. So these are just cases that I saw as one person, one analyst, at one agency, and we saw thousands. And so we're here to say that this is extremely underreported. Like, the statistics you shared are scary, and that's not even all of it. I know it's easier and way more comfortable to say that this isn't happening right in our backyard, but it is. But if we can't stop these things from happening if we don't know what they are, or take the time to educate ourselves about them and shed light on them. I believe Jake has some scripture to share pertaining to that.
This is from Ephesians 5, starting in verse 8. For you were once full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light, for this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. It is shameful even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret, but their evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them, for the light makes everything visible.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. And that's straight from the Word, guys. That is God's Word speaking truth into our lives now. And you guys have had a direct role, and we thank you for that, because we know that it's not easy. When you go home, I'm sure that that's still in the back of your mind, that you guys, all the cases that you guys have worked with. So thank you guys from Impact and from me for working in that world. But now that we have created awareness with all of you guys, we don't just listen and not do anything, right? So what can we do to play a part continuing to make people more aware, but also fighting the efforts?
Yeah, absolutely. So we were kind of racking our brain about, you know, what can we do and what can we share? And there's a wide range of ways to get involved depending on what the Lord is placing on your heart. So the first step, I think we would both agree, is educating yourselves. I know specifically at NCMEC, where I worked and where Jake works, their child sex trafficking team has a 3-course a 3-module course that's free that you can take online. Just bare minimum, just educate yourselves on the issue. If you're a parent, there's tons of child safety, especially with online awareness that you can spread it to your teenagers, anybody using social media. Social media is a huge way that offenders are finding their victims and grooming them. And so just educating yourselves that you can educate your children or children that you know. You can also learn red flags or signs of somebody who might be involved in trafficking, whether as a buyer or a victim. It's important to note no case is the same. There's no cookie cutter human trafficking case, but there are definitely trends to be aware of. And I think we both agree about the phrase, if you see something, say something. I know I would receive tips that might sound far-fetched, like, hey, I'm in Subway right now, and these two people in the booth behind me, it looks like something's up. Well, I can tell you that something was. And law enforcement went out and reviewed the footage of that booth, and they were able to locate the individuals involved, and it was in fact a human trafficking case. And not every case is going to be, but law enforcement and investigators would much rather go out on a false alarm than not go out on something real. And I can promise you, you know, from my experience, that's the case. Other steps include potentially, you know, voting for promoting anti-trafficking legislation, pushing that up to Congress, supporting businesses that employ or teach trades to survivors of human trafficking. There's lots of little ways.
Yep. And of course, the biggest way is prayer, because we have an infinite supply of resources in Jesus. And Jesus stands before the Father and intercedes for us. So we should be doing the exact same thing for our community, for the victims of trafficking, for the perpetrators as well, for buyers and sellers. So this is something that, you know, following education and realizing what this is, we can't stop it unless we know what it is, and we can't stop it without God's help. So
absolutely, absolutely. And I wanted to highlight one other partner that we work with. Last year, we got a chance to do a human trafficking awareness event where we invited a couple of organizations, but I'm highlighting one, and they'll put some information on the screen for you guys to look at, too. They're called Skull Games, and they actually do a lot of what you just highlighted as well, where they go on Snapchat. They find some of these people that are... they find signs that are that may lead to human trafficking. And like you said, I remember she highlighted it last year. It was might have been the littlest thing, but they wanted to take an opportunity to take that opportunity to do something about it and not just passively think that it's just something that they can do. So they work with law enforcement to intercept sex predators. Victims of sex trafficking deserve nothing short of our undivided attention, guys. Skull Games is a full-time staff, and their organization, they're an organization that undergirds an incredible grassroots volunteer task force that spans throughout the United States. But they're even here in Fredericksburg, and they're working here so that we have the opportunity to work with them as well. If you want more information about them, you guys can go to their website. You can talk to one of us about them, and we're happy to give you more information about that. Now that we've talked about these things, I think it demands a response, right? So you said that there were many things that we could do. I'm going to read some scripture right now to kind of go with what you talked about. And this is from the Old Testament. That was from the New Testament, and this is from the book of Proverbs. So you can see that this is all throughout God's word. This is from Proverbs 31, 8 through 9. It says, "Open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all who are destitute. Open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and needy." So three things that you guys can do. You guys can pray. Obviously, that is the most powerful thing that we can do in a time like this to bring God into it. Who are we to say that we can do this on our own? We need to invite the Lord to be a part of that. If you see something, say something. That is, a huge help. A lot of us might think that we're not really helpful in that sense because we're just you know, causing or giving more work for law enforcement. But like Rachel said, they want the work and they want to see justice brought to these people. And the last thing is to support people like Jake and Rachel, but also to support these organizations. So I encourage you guys to do that. But as we wrap up our time talking about this, I want to invite Jake to or Rachel to pray for us just to close our time talking about this.
Sure. Let's pray.
Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@ImpactFXBG.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.